in just a minute turn this over to Donna to introduce this very, very special hour. But before that, I just want to say how thrilled I am to be here and to spend this this wonderful time with everyone. Donna, would you be willing to introduce this?
I would. So I want to welcome everyone to our third teleconference. And I'm so happy and thrilled with the response that we've had for the last 3 months. And so as we mentioned last month and the month before, we do have a very specific purpose. We offer these monthly teleconferences because it's an opportunity for us to come together in and then spend an hour focusing on our intent of soulful living in our personal lives and with every contact that we make. So tonight, we're going to be really treated. Bill is going to speak on love. And so it's my pleasure to introduce Bill to all of you.
Aw, shucks. Thank you, Donna, so much. And I
could
wanna
we remind people to do *6 to mute their phone?
That would be great. This would be the perfect time. Everybody's already is mute your phone just by pushing *6. And later on, if you want to unmute them and to unmute them, I believe you push *6 again. But that is perfect. Now, I am going to try to push *6. So, Eleanor, are you still there? Okay. I'm going to push.
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. I'm going to push *6 on my end, and that's supposed to mute it. So now, Eleanor, can you still say something? Oh, okay, I did not hear you, so that must mean that we are so muted that it's just amazing. But I'm assuming that everyone can hear me. So, and if you can't hear me, Eleanor, if you would just let me know that, that would be terrific. This is a first, because this is our third month, as most of you know, doing this. And this is the first time we've gotten the technology right. So look at this. There's no background music, no distraction. My gosh, it's terrible. So I think, we're all set to all fall asleep except me. So before I start waxing or waning eloquently, as the case may be, about love, I just want to introduce this by saying that I am so privileged and honored to spend this time with you. I have an intention for this hour, and the intention is that this is very much like a very precious ceremony of the soul, that this is a time when we come together, and even though we can't see each other, that we just join and bond and let all the potentially miraculous beauty of life just express through all of us to you, own soul to you. So in that context, I just want to dedicate this time to you and to everyone else who's here, and through you to everyone that that you know and touch in your life. So I feel real moved to hang out a little bit with the theme of love. I'm going to talk probably for 20 minutes or so, and then my sense is at this point, and it could shift a little bit, what I'll do then is we'll open this up for maybe 15 minutes or so to everyone, just so anybody who feels so moved can share your own thoughts about love or just your own sharing in whatever way you want, each of you very briefly. And then I would like to lead a guided meditative experience of love, and then just in the last few minutes we can close it with just a final, probably a final little prayer or something. So join with me, if you will, right here in a very sacred experience of love. Love, I think, is just one of those general words, just like the word God is a general word, and the word God means a lot of things to a lot of different people, and the same is true with love. And I'd like to keep it general and not over-define it so that you can just stay for this whole time in exactly what your soul wants you to experience with love. And I really mean this time to be an experience, not just an expression of words and inspirational thoughts, but truly a deep, deep experience of love. And so join with all of us, if you will, as we love one another, as we just let the energy of love, the wonder of love, the power of love be absolutely as present to you just as you're letting your love be present to us in whatever way serves you and honors you as a beautiful, beautiful, sacred, sacred being. And that term, sacred being, to me is pretty much what describes love. Love to me is, interestingly, it's one of the major, in fact, I would call it the major energy force on this planet. I don't know what it's like in or around other planets, but I really feel if I just tune into the energy of planet Earth, the main energy I pick up is love. Of course, there are other energies, creativity and power and light and a number of others. But to me, what is the thread among them all and what is the dominant, primary, grounded, rooted force on this planet, it's love. And love expresses in different ways to different life forms. And for us as human beings, I feel like it's such a grounding force that when we ground on this planet, we ground in love. And the fact that that center, energy center in us around the heart is the center where love gathers and where it's grounded in each of us and where it expresses, to me, is also expressive of the fact that that's the front and center energy here. So it's totally appropriate that for each of us, from the first breath we drew after our birth all the way to the last one we draw at the end, we're surrounded by love and we're connected to everyone and everything with love. I feel like it's this way. If I look at love just through the lenses that I'm allowed to have, and as you follow along with me, feel free, if it feels right, just to sort of step aside from any of the value judgments you may have about unloving people or loving people. Step aside from, even if you can to whatever degree, the experiences of hurt and pain around love that you've had, because what I'd love to do is just lead us a little bit into, through, and around just the pure energy of love that's here in the planet. First of all, I think when we walk through woods, we feel like we're embraced by the love that exudes from the trees there. When we walk out in the desert, there's something about what at first view could look like the barren land of the desert, but truly what is the depth and state of being of this planet that just reaches up and holds us in love. And when we're breathing in air, we're not just breathing in the physical qualities of air, but we're breathing in its energies, its prana, its chi, its ki, its elan, its vital life force, which truly, because it's on this planet, is the energy of love. And so in that sense, love is flowing through our veins all the time. And with every connection we have, whether with nature or with another human being or with the atmosphere or with the infinite or with our own soul, the connectors, the energy connectors are always, always, always filled with love. So if we let our mind be aware of it, if we let our attention focus on it, truly love is, it's not all there is, but it is the front and center phenomenon of life. And we came to this earth in order to experience love from, let's just say 10,000 different angles, and to experience it in different ways and with different depths and heights and breadth and in different styles, love being present in every element of our life, in every breath we take, in every connection we have, even in every thought we have, because while, yes, our brain is charged with electrical impulses and our neuron activity is triggered with a fire energy, also, in addition to that, as that moves through our mind in the forms of thoughts and ideas and interpretations and values and beliefs, those are charged with love. So picture this, if you will, you in relation to another person. You can picture any person you want. And just notice, and I say notice because oftentimes we just forget to notice. We just focus on something else and we don't even notice. Just notice the heart connection. You have a heart connection with every person, even someone you just casually look at as you pass that person on the street. And notice a little further, a little deeper, the nature of that heart connection. It may be that heart connection is calling you to be a grounded or grounding presence to that person. Or it may be that you're just there as a spiritual mirror to that person. In other words, with each heart connection, there's some invitation, some agreement that's there that truly is a sacred, sacred agreement. Notice when you walk outside your front door and you greet the day, you have a love connection with that day. And immediately as you walk through that door and enter into the love energy field of that day, you make a subconscious agreement with that day, or it could even be conscious, about what this day is going to be about and about what kind of relationship you're going to have with life during that day. Or notice that when you're going about your task, your work, your job, whatever it may be, whatever involvement you've got, that actually it's not just about doing work, it's about having a love relationship with what you're doing. And of course, again, that love relationship can have all sorts of quality. It can have pain in it. It can have hurt in it. It can have a feeling of limitation in it. But even those are variations on the theme of love. But no matter what it is, involvement, people, life, air, whatever, you are in a loving relationship. Every minute, every second of every day, your life is about love. And so I'd like to shift the focus just a little bit to you, to your relationship with you. And I'd like to ask you, let these words be like background music, and let yourself just enter into a deep, loving bond with yourself, perhaps deeper than earlier, or perhaps maybe just letting yourself invite you in a different loving way to yourself as these background words fill the space. I think often when we look at ourselves, we look in the context of what's wrong. We look at our body and we say, ooh, too fat, too thin. I know the too thin part is rarely there, but too fat, too thin, too this, too that, too many wrinkles, too much this, too little that. And we don't let ourselves be aware that at every second of our day, we're in a loving relationship with this body. We look at our emotions, perhaps, and we say, ooh, I'm feeling a little sad, or I'm feeling depressed, or I'm feeling happy. And we label them, and we feel what those emotions are. But how often do we let ourselves embrace whatever it is in a loving, loving hug of connection and oneness and warmth? How often do we let the love that's in those emotions speak to us in loving, embracing terms? If we look at our past, whether our childhood or earlier in our life, how often do we look at the issues but recognize that, you know what, that past, in whatever way it still lives in us, is trying to be an expression of love to us, and it's trying to invite us into that past as a lover, not as a judge, not as a person filled with regret about what the past was, not as someone who is harboring leftover whatever is about the past, but your past is there calling you to see its truth and love it for whatever it was. When we are connected to our soul, so often we look to our soul to give us information, give us guidance, and give us love. But how often do we go the other way and say, oh, let me just hang out and in return love this soul and invite the soul and myself into that quality of connectedness and unity and intimacy that just means everything. In whatever a dominant or strong or primary relationship may be in our life with another human being, of course, we know it's easy to take that for granted. We know it's easy to get wrapped up in the issues or the themes of the day. But in truth, love is always there no matter what. And just imagine what would happen if every time you were in connection with that person, you reminded yourself that the glue that holds the two of you together is love. And even if it's someone you're having a hard time with, not necessarily an enemy as such, but one of those really difficult teachers that shows up to you in a less than pleasing or less than good feeling way, what would it be like to call ourselves to the fact that even though it may have rough edges around it, that connection is still one of love? Of course, in psychology, they're very quick to point out that if we hate someone or if we are feeling terrific hurt from someone, those are all the underside of love, and that we wouldn't feel hate if we weren't equally feeling love. We wouldn't feel hurt if we weren't equally feeling, you know, some kind of strong feelings of connection to another person. So what would it be like to just focus on what that connection is, what that love bond is, and just let that speak in whatever way just because we're putting our focus on it? And you know what? I could go on and on and on about your relationship with yourself, your relationship with life, your relationship with every part of you. But what I'd like to do is I'd like to say, in a sense, the same thing from a slightly other angle. I'd like to look at you through the eyes of love. And here's what I'd like to say about that. If I were your body, I would be saying to you, you know what? I'm the perfect body for you. I'm here because I am that expression of God. I'm that expression of light. I'm that expression of energy. I'm that expression of the identity of you that is you. And if you cut yourself off from me in any way, you're cutting yourself off from yourself. So please let my love for you, because in every cell, in every atom, in every subatomic particle, I hold love for you, and I'm here to love you every minute of every day. And I know I love you by creating certain symptoms that oftentimes you misinterpret as problems or as an expression of resistance or something. But trust me, they're all expressions of love. I love you, and I beg you to feel the love that I give you as a blessing every day. If I were your past, I would say to you, especially the past that's still living perhaps in your memory and that surfaces every now and then, I would say to you, hey, you know what? I am the perfect past for you. It may have been abusive. It may have been difficult. It may have been awful. It may have been whatever at one level, but at another level, you know what? It was just the past that was right for you so that you could be who you are and find yourself through that past and have the life that's important for you to have. I am the perfect set of circumstances for you. So please, please, not just come to grips with me, but find peace in me, because even in and through the experiences of the past and the pain of the past, there's love here. And I, your past, want to love you in whatever way is important. Next, if I were your soul, I would say to you something like this. Wow, you know what? I'm the deepest personal force and source that you have. Yes, there's the infinite all around you. There's God in all of and beyond all universe. But in here, as you've got that God, that that universe, that space, you've got that in me. And I am the internal God self. And I love you way beyond what you can comprehend. I just adore you. And so please see yourself through my eyes. Let my love fill you in a way that invites you to love yourself like I love you. And next, if I were God, I would say to you this. You know what? I created you as an expression of me. I created you with all the qualities that I've got all put together in just the right juxtaposition so that you can be exactly the you that you are. I didn't make a mistake even a little bit. I love you just as you are. I love you just in the being and the essence and the everything of you. Please love yourself like I love you. You know, most of you know I came from a Christian or Catholic background, and one of the things that I think of every now and then, even though that background has been way in the past, I think every now and then of the commandment that Jesus gave, which is love God with all your heart, mind, soul, and then love your neighbor as yourself. And I think those two words, as yourself, to me, they've gripped me from the first time I heard them. And I think there's such wisdom in those words that for many of us, it's not true for all of us, but I think especially in Western society, for many of us, because we're a society so centered around our individuality and where the self is so important in this culture, I think somehow we find God and we find our neighbor, to use that quote, and we find life in and through the self. And so the self for many of us becomes a lens that's very central, very, very important and appropriate for each of us. And if we're going to love outside of ourselves, then perhaps the only way we do that is to love ourselves. So as I'm moving toward the end of my my Johnny Carson monologue here, what I'd like to say is, how about making, if it feels right to you, making a project out of loving every itsy-bitsy fabric of yourself, recognizing that that itsy-bitsy fabric is a microcosm of how that fabric lives outside of you, in every other person, in nature, on and in planet Earth, Mother Nature, in life, in the universe, etc. How about just spending a little time, just like you're doing now, and I so thank you for the ways you're being so present to yourself in this time. How about being just so deeply one with every facet of yourself, not from a space of judgment, not from a space of finding fault, not from a space of distance, but just from a space of embrace. And just let that itsy-bitsy facet of yourself, whatever it is you're in touch with, speak to you, whether it's a symptom that maybe has been reoccurring physically for a long time. Maybe embrace it in a whole new way and just say, you know what, I refuse to be in opposition to you. I refuse to judge you. I refuse to interpret you. I just want to hang out and embrace you and hold you and love you and let you, whenever you get around to it, speak to me in a whole different way. Speak to me in a fresh way because I'm daring to do nothing else but love you. So it could be a symptom. It could be a facet of your body that maybe you've not felt so great about. It could be something in your emotional makeup that you felt is a deficit or an oversensitivity or a this or a that. And again, instead of carrying out those old assumptions, just look at it square in the eye and embrace it and hold it and love it and accept it. and make it a project for total unconditional love, and then develop a whole new relationship with it, listen to it, speak to it in loving terms, become deep, deep friends with what that is. It could be something in your mind. It could be, for example, old beliefs that you've been trying to get rid of, but they keep hanging out in your subconscious self, beliefs or stories about yourself, your life, or whatever. And it could be that, wow, if you just refuse to get mad at them or refuse to feel in opposition to them, but instead did the same thing as with the body and the emotion, just, ooh, you know what? I'm here to love you, and I'm just going to borrow a statement, love you to death instead of trying to beat you to death. And sure enough, it could very, very easily happen that you could just love anything to death if, in fact, its role is to die. So, having said all that, and as I just spend just the last little bit of time just inviting us anew, first of all, thanks so much. Thank you so much for this sacred time. Yeah, most of you know I'm not a big fan of listening to myself talk, so especially you know, with you having your phones on mute, so we're not visually interacting, but I've been very aware of a very deep soul connection among us, and not just you to me, but you to all of us and all of us to you. And I've been equally aware of a deep heart connection. I've been aware of love just having come to the fore in this time. And so for the next half of this hour, what I'd like to do is invite, in whatever we do, invite that love to just fill each of us and become its own voice, become its own guide, become its own nurturer, become its own force for being whatever we need and giving to us whatever each of us needs. So having said all that, what I'd like to do now is I would like to unmute my phone. Now let's see if I can do that. There, that should have done it. And I'd like to invite maybe the next 10, 12 minutes or so as a time of just anybody who feels like sharing anything relatively briefly. In other words, we don't want each person to go on for 4 or 5 minutes, but just share anything you feel like sharing. And what I usually ask for that is that, you know, if something in your own heart or soul says, oh, yeah, this would be great to share, then please, by all means, do it. So I think the way to do this would be, if you don't have anything to share, keep your phone on mute. And if you do, unmute your phone, and then just feel free to express whatever it is you want to express. So is there...
Hi, Bill. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you perfectly.
This is Cynthia in Santa Fe.
Hello, Cynthia in Santa Fe.
Hi.
Hi.
Just a few hours ago, I got back from participating in a wonderful, very powerful Native American ceremony called the Sundance in South Dakota. And one of the things that I experienced there is probably relevant. And what I found was that when my heart was opened completely enough, that in my awareness seemed to facilitate the creation of what you call the collective avatar among everybody. And whether they knew it on the level of personalities or not, the souls would just merge. And what the understanding that came to me from that was that this is something that we can all do everywhere, on a bus or an airplane or walking down the street. That if our love is big enough, we become the facilitators of merging of individual souls into one being.
That's wow. It. Cynthia, thank you. That is so profound. I just love it. And I hear in that an invitation to us. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Anybody else want to say something?
Hi, Bill. This is Yolanda from New York.
Hello, Yolanda from New York.
We're having a wonderful time with everybody here. And love connection is so strong and beautiful.
Okay.
And on the bus, on the way home, as we were coming home, I was just feeling that oneness and the gathering of sacred forces. And this is heaven on earth. This is absolutely heaven on earth, that we can, while we have lives and do things, be aware of the love all around us and in us, and this loving of the past and loving of every facet. It's so beautiful. I really thank you for that.
Oh, beautiful. And thank you for those inspirational words and for reminding us about this being heaven on earth. Thanks, Yolanda. Someone else?
Bill, this is J.S. in Chicago.
Oh, hi, J.S.
I just want to echo strength and the power that comes from unconditionally loving aspects of one of us that we may be judging in some way.
Yes.
Okay. Because when you do that, the radiance within you shines out as a beacon to the rest of the world. So it doesn't just make you feel good, but it impacts everybody that comes in contact with you in that day.
Wow.
So I encourage all of you.
Okay, well, good luck on that. Thanks for calling.
And cheerleader in a very conscious way every single day, because it really makes a difference, not just in how you go through your day, but in how others who are near you go through theirs.
Wow. J.S., thank you. Thank you very much for that invitation. Yeah, I got it. Yeah. Anyone else care to share something?
Hi, Bill. This is Raymond.
Hey. Hi, Raymond.
Hi, Bill.
Yeah, so good to hear you.
Likewise. I have a couple brief comments.
Yeah.
So the first, at the risk of being cliche, love seems to be what is left when I am not in my story about anything or in my story about love. I find that love creeps in on me, if you will, when I least expect it. And when I'm having conversations about love or thinking about love, it's so difficult to unravel that from the myth and the story, the culture, even my own experiences, which are all based on the past, which limits my experience of love. So I find I know less and less about love the more I try to understand it, because it's just an isness that permeates everything, yes? But it's difficult to wrap one's mind around it, even one's heart around it, because it prevents me from experiencing it, yeah?
Well, Raymond, that is so profound. Thank you. What a beautiful, beautiful way of expressing how love is in the essence and in the experience, and it certainly can be grasped by the mind, but that's not where it really speaks loudly. That is beautiful. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
From Asheville.
Hi, Amy.
Hi. A single little thought. A drop of love ripples through the entire creation.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, thank you. Someone else.
Hey, Bill.
Yeah.
Bill McCaffrey.
Hey, hi, Bill.
Something occurred to me.
This guy's got a great first name, by the way. Go ahead, Bill.
You just revealed probably the secret of human spiritual mastery, the joy of living, anything that we've been looking for. It just came together in that little, that obvious stuff that you were pointing out. And it just brought all the memory cells back up for review and said, oh, yeah, that's really what it is all about. You know, the Beatles were right. It's really all about love. That's
beautiful. Yeah, thank you, Bill, so much. Yeah. And anybody else want to share anything?
Hi, Bill. This is Barbara in San Diego.
Oh, hi, Barbara in San Diego.
Bill. Well, just today, I was reflecting on being in every moment as it is and loving. And it seemed to me that the more you love every moment as it is, the larger love looms and becomes more of that.
Yes. Wow. Thank you so much, Barbara. That is a beautiful, beautiful expression. I love it. Someone else want to say something?
Hi. Hey,
Hi.
Bill.
Yeah.
Hey, this is Fairfield calling.
Hello, Fairfield.
I'm sitting in my office with Tamara. This is Richard Trice.
Oh, hi, Richard.
Yeah. And I just have been listening to all these calls, and I sat in some last week, so I just feel, sitting here, I wanted to reach out to everybody that was on the phone and say that there's this thrill that's just tickling through my chest right now. It's going out. It's an awakening thrill, and my heart is kind of shaking and vibrating to everybody listening. And I'm really glad Tamara dragged me up here and said, come on and listen, because I can feel this connection with everybody, and it's a thrill. It's kind of ticklish. Whenever I get on this phone, I'm always slightly feel like a divine comedian with everybody. Like I'm about 14 again, and I want to just play with everybody. You pull me out of this very serious zone. I start first of all not taking it seriously, and then I take it so deeply. As a happiness. So thank you very much for the thrill in my heart, and I bow to all you people who are on the phone. And there is a rising tide coming, and I'm thinking we're all feeling it these days. There's a rising tide of love or interconnectedness, and I'm very grateful to be a part.
Wow, Richard, thank you. That was so poetically said as well as lovingly said. Thank you so much for sharing that. And anybody else?
Yeah, this is Scott in Warrenville.
Hey, hi, Scott in Warrenville, Illinois.
Yes. I just wanted to thank everybody and thank you, Bill, because I feel so connected right now in the love that we're sharing, that we're doing kind of a thing.
Yeah.
In the Matrix. And whenever that happens, I'm just overwhelmed with gratitude, and I just wanted to express that.
Thank you, Scott. Beautiful, beautiful. And so we've got time for a couple more if anybody else would like to share anything.
This is Catherine in San Diego.
Oh, hi, Catherine.
Hi, Bill. Experience today when I was leaving the dentist, I just saw an elderly person, and my heart was filled with love. And then when I listened to your talk, that love was re-enlivened and very much in connection to myself. And now after these beautiful comments and connection to everyone else, so that was it. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you so much, Catherine. And someone else.
Margo from Boone.
Hey, hi, Margo from Boone, North Carolina. Boone, I love that. Boone, that's a great name.
When my father died, I saw his last moment. I saw his exit from his body in his face. And what I got from it was that at every given moment, we have the choice to love open-heartedly or not. And when we get to the end of our life, it's all going to add up to the choices we made at every given moment.
Wow. Wow. Boy, that speaks deeply. Thank you. And we could have time for one more person. Like doing that.
Hello?
Yes.
This is Robert.
Robert, hey, hi.
Oh, hey. I just had a thought that sort of piggybacks on the last caller and also what Raymond said, that we are loved into existence. We wouldn't be here, you know, all the way through our existence without the love.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all I had to say.
Wow. Are you saying that love is that force that created us and keeps us alive every second?
Exactly.
Wow. Wow. Thank you, Robert. I don't know about you all. Oh, let me. I guess in order to do this right, I'm going to press my mute button again, which I think should hear me, but not allow me to hear you. Let me try it. Now I'm assuming you can hear me, and if not, Eleanor, you can let me know. But by golly, I don't think I'm hearing anyone right now. So. It must have worked. We're becoming technological geniuses. I'm so amazed. But what I want to say is I am just blown away, as I probably speak for most of us here, at the depth and the sensitivity and the wisdom and the inspiration of everything that was said. Every one of you came at this dynamic reality called love from so many different angles and from a place of your own personal depth of wisdom. I really, really thank you. I just feel like you added much more than icing on the cake of what I said. I feel like you added a lot more cake and a huge amount of icing to make it real and to unite us, and I just feel like it was very, very powerful. Thank you, thank you, thank you. My, I'm just so impressed. I think I'll just hang up now. No, that's not true. I won't do that. I would love to and would be honored to take the next several minutes and lead us in a meditative time, certainly around love. And because we're on the phone, I won't stop talking. In other words, usually when I lead a meditative experience, I talk for maybe 2 or 3 minutes and then let the rest of the time be in silence. So if you need quiet time, please feel free to just within yourself just tune my words out, because much, much more important than anything I say is how love resonates in you, how it speaks within you, how it invites you, how it empowers you. And so I would love for this meditative experience to be a time of personal, intimate bondedness with love in exactly the way that's just perfect for you. So please assume, and we're just beginning the meditative time right now, please assume that love is putting its arm around you. Love is embracing you. Love is saying first, thank you. Thank you for being here, being born. Thank you for being alive. Thank you for being. And then love is saying, I'm here to offer you a fresh new connection. Whether that's a connection with yourself, and that may be what some of us are called to, or a connection with life in general, or connection with the earth, because as we know, some of us have distanced ourselves somewhat from the earth, or a connection to God, or connection to another person or whatever it may be, or just a connection to your own soul or your own body. Whatever it is, I love, am here to invite you, to invite you to intimacy, to invite you to let love just take you over. Take you over like it knows how to do, with ease, with grace, with peacefulness, with genuineness, with depth, and with a very sacred divine touch. Yes, I love you. I love am that infinite expression of God or Goddess that is the dominant presence, energy, vital expression on this planet, and I created you. I love am the energetic mother of you. I love am the daily inspirer of you. I love am the giver of truth to you. I love am the daily guide and sage that speaks within you. I love want you to unite even more with me. I love you. I love see you, yes, through the eyes of the divine, but to say it another way, I love see you in the truth of you. I see and know your beauty. I recognize and rejoice in the wonder-filled, wonderful self that you are. I marvel at the miraculous nature of your being. I celebrate the playful quality that you are. In fact, I adore you. I adore you because I see the truth of you. And to say the obvious, I love you. I love you because you're created just right for you, because you have every ingredient that's just perfect for your life path, because everything you've done, every decision you've made, whether you think it's right or wrong or good or bad or ideal or unfortunate, I see it as just perfect. I love you. I love you so much that I couldn't begin to have a judgment about you. I couldn't begin to even think that there was anything less than grand about you. I love you because, as far as I'm concerned, you're the human version of the divine, and that's plenty for me. And so, as we let the last few moments of this meditative time just take whatever form love wants them to take, as we let love ease even more into the driver's seat of these moments, as we allow love to speak perhaps even more graciously and grace-filledly from our heart, as we allow and invite love to just take us over, to just invite us to let every moment be a moment experienced in love. As we open ourselves to love being the leavening agent, the yeast for every thought, every feeling, every connection that we have, as we invite love to not only be in our heart, but to be in our gut, in our mind, in our body, in our cell, and indeed, as we just celebrate the fact that every little corpuscle in our bloodstream is love. Every itsy bitsy little thought in our mind is filled with and flowing with and propelled by love. Every connection we have with everyone, no matter how seemingly problematic, is grounded in love. As we open to love, being the experience of every moment, we ask but one thing. O love, fill me with your beauty. Give me of your source. Replenish me daily with your beauty. Offer me the substance of your wisdom. O love, fill my heart. Exude from my soul in ways that I always, always receive. O love, give me your power, the power to be all that I can and was created to be, simply by loving me and letting me know that I am love. O love, offer me the light that will give me the vision I need. O love, fill my body with every bit of energy and vital life force to the fullness of the experience of every moment. O love, thank you. Thank you, love, for this hour. Thank you for being me. And let me finally move from this hour into being love every moment of every day. I thank you for everything. I just heard our 5-minute warning in the background, and I just want to say to everyone before I turn this over to Donna, in addition to everything else that we've just heard tonight, I really, really love you. I have been, and Donna and I together have been so blessed, and I want to add Eleanor into the Donna, Eleanor and I as a team have been so blessed to be touched by you and by everyone else on this line and everyone else who's not on this line. And it's just a joy, and I thank you so much. And as a final thought before I turn it over to Donna, I just want to invite all of us to visualize letting the love that's here just move through us out into this whole world, to every human being, to every plant, to every animal, to the atmosphere, to all the planets around us, and to the whole universe. And thank you. Donna, would you join us?
Well, I just want to thank you, Bill. This has been a powerful and a tender and a touching night. It's just beautiful what you offer to all of us. And then I want to say thank you to everyone who's joining us. Thanks to all of those, all of you who added with your wonderful comments. It felt like Bill opened that heartbeat of love for all of us, and each time someone made a comment that the heartbeat just got stronger and stronger, and I love the concept or the thought of leaving tonight and touching the whole world with what we've experienced. I wanted to remind you that this evening session is going to be available for the next 30 days on Bill's website. And it will always be available on Bill's website, but for the next 30 days, there is the number that you can call. Just call in, and if you have a friend who's missed it, give them the number. It is 212-990-6900. And with that, I just want to thank all of you for joining us tonight. Bye-bye.
Thank you. And I just unmuted the phone, so if anybody feels like unmuting your phone so we can all say goodbye,
Bye.
Bye-bye. Dick and Phoenix. Bye-bye. I love you, Beth.
Bye. I love you. Bye. Thank you.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Good night. Hi. Good night.